Hello, everyone, and welcome to Thrifters Villa, a podcast for resellers and entrepreneurs. I'm Daniela, and today we are just going to sit down. Well, actually, I'll be walking in this episode, but we're just going to chat. We are going to talk about our little reflection of 2023. We are going to talk about what we foresee in 2024, just kind of set the tone for the year. Right? Because we haven't done that yet. We're going to set the tone for 2024. And we're just gonna see what the conversation takes us. I will say, towards the end of the episode, I do make mentions of the podcast and where I think it will be this year. And kind of take it from there. So quick episode, nice and short and sweet. But we didn't get to do this yet. And it's already the third week of January. So I wanted to make sure that we set a tone for 2024. So hope you guys enjoy the episode. We'll chat soon. Bye. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode, our second episode of the year. And I figured we would just do a little chit-chat, a little sit-down, just me and you, and have a conversation of 2024 and what are the expectations and what do we think is going to happen and all that kind of stuff. So I figured I'd share my perspective and I guess where I foresee myself this year as well, because I think it's important to talk about that. As I'm talking to you, I'm actually out on my evening stroll. So one of the things that I was doing in 2023, but really ramping up now the first half of the year, because I do at the end of March, beginning of April, is walking 2 to 3 miles every single day. And I think that's probably one really important aspect that we need to talk about as resellers, as people who are small business owners, as individuals who maybe work a full-time job and then do some other type of business on the side. I think it is so important to try, even if it's just 10, 15 minutes, just try to focus on yourself. So maybe that's going for a walk. Maybe that's riding a bike. Maybe that's doing some yoga. Maybe it's just going outside and not talking to anyone. It could be journaling. I mean, there's so many things that we can do to help ourselves. And we just don't do it. And it always gets put in the back burner. So it's definitely one thing that I think needs to be a priority in a lot of people's lives, not just my own, you know. It has to be something that you need to make time for and something that you need to schedule in. It's not easy to do, especially when you think about all the other tasks that need to be done. I think that's probably why we're a lot of us, not just me. I'd say from when I first dove into reselling, I still made health a huge priority. But then when I got really into it and it started to take over more aspects of my life, I just stopped. It was easier to just stop because there's so much work to do. And it's a poor excuse. So I hope that you find time, even if it's 5 minutes after you wake up, for yourself this year, to just focus on yourself. Maybe you build it up as the year goes on. I think for the first half of the year, or first quarter, however you want to look at it, try to start to implement these little changes and see where it takes you. You may be surprised. You might find a new hobby or a new love for something. So that's kind of my main focus, right, in the first half of the year. We've got a little baby coming along. So certain priorities, certain things change. I mean, that definitely happened last year as well, going through my fertility journey and having to really prioritize things differently. Look at reselling differently. There's a whole host of stuff that had to change. And those are things that I didn't publicly post or tell anyone or anything like that. Because quite frankly, anyone's business but my own. And some things you just need to process without listening to noise or without talking to people. There are some people that, you know, I felt comfortable enough to reach out to and share information with. But overall, I really took time to myself to make those decisions. And in 2024, I don't know what reselling will look like in the grand scheme of things, and then I'm a smaller scale myself. So let's just, I guess, dive into that aspect of it all. I think the first part we should touch on is how different reselling even is right now. It's not what it used to be. It's still lucrative, it's still great, but it has changed tremendously. And I think we need to recognize it. And a lot of us already have, but for those who are still continuing to do the same thing, I just want to put it out there and say, take a step back, evaluate what's happening in your business, look at what's happening in the world, look what's happening around you, and assess. I'm not saying you need to change everything, because that's not true. But there are certain aspects that you will have to adjust. And last year was a lot of adjusting for a lot of us. It was not easy. It was a lot of trials, a lot of errors, a lot of really slow months of sales, and a lot of learning curves. And that exists no matter what business you dive into. It doesn't have to be reselling. It could be anything. And there are phases. And throughout those phases, in order to get better, in order to, I guess, understand and restructure, you really have to take the time to see what's happening. And we can blame it on live selling. We can blame it on platforms. We can blame it on whatever we want. At the end of the day, I mean, it's up to us to make the change. Even if the platforms do change, they don't care about us. I mean, they're a business. Period. End of story. You need to adapt to what they have put out there. And if you don't want to adapt in those ways, well, it's on you. You got to figure out what you're going to do to survive. So, you know, what does that look like? And I think that's different for each person. But that was a lot of what 2023 was for me personally, was, okay, when June hit and I was like, this is not working anymore. And I don't know what to do. I don't know if it's me. I don't know what's happening, but something isn't right. So I had to really take that step back and stop, which was hard, especially when the year started off fairly, I don't want to say strong, but it started off as I expected. And then it slowly started to dwindle, and I couldn't understand why that was happening. Why was something that I was so good at over the last few years, that I was continuing to improve on, that I was surpassing my monthly goals and making a stream of income that some people would consider full-time, enough to, you know, pay a mortgage, per se, depending on where you live. Because where I live, I wouldn't have paid a mortgage, but it would have been substantial. And now we're in a place where that's not true at all. I could not survive on what I was making. So I really did stop. I wasn't sourcing. Still not really sourcing. I wasn't really listing. Still not. I wasn't doing any of the things that I always did. I disconnected from the reselling community. I really really wanted to focus. I really wanted to see what was happening. I wanted to understand the landscape. I wanted to be successful, but in order to do so, I had to stop. And it was probably the best thing that I did for my mental health, for business, just for growth, I think. That's the best way to put it. Personal growth and business growth. I put myself in that situation, I'd say from end of May, beginning of June, until the end of the year. The only thing that I really did was maybe source once or twice a quarter, list all my own items that I no longer want or need. You know, baby coming. There are certain things that are just not going to fit me anymore, or I'm not going to have a need for, and it's stuff that I can always buy again. So we did that. Then I really just started promoting listings on Poshmark and understanding what that meant for me and my business, understanding that it's a business expense, whether I like it or not, and it may or may not help, but it seems like it's helping. So we're going to continue on with it. The next thing that I really focused on was inventory. I had, I would say 1,200 items in my inventory. And this was in June of 2023. I now have 575 items. My goal is 500 by March. I don't know if I'm going to hit it, but I'm going to try. And the only way that I got from 1,200 to, we'll say 600, we'll round up, is because I stopped sourcing. And I went through every single tote, every piece, every little thing, and I didn't stop. And I did not allow myself to get FOMO or anything like that. I could care less. I needed to focus on myself and what I could do. That was in my control. So we did that. And let me tell you, if you haven't taken a break from sourcing, I mean a significant break from sourcing, and just liquidating and clearing things out, and maybe your personal items too, it is so freeing. It is the, I can't even explain how good, euphoric, I guess? It was euphoric. I just felt so good about myself, about what I was doing, how I was doing it. I was making progress. It felt really good. And as I'm doing this, I'm now marking things down. I'm accepting offers that I probably wouldn't have accepted. I'm moving pieces. And I'm actually looking at the numbers. I had a really good November and December. Did I make money? Some. Did I lose a lot of money? Yep. Lost a lot. Also have lost money so far in January. But they're business decisions. And in the end, it will all work out. In the end, it will make more sense. In the end, we'll see where we're at. And we'll reassess. And we'll maybe be in a totally different category of selling. Who knows? I don't know what the year is going to bring. All I know is what's in my control. So we did these things. And there were some pieces that were hard to let go. I mean, let's be serious. We all get attached to certain items. I don't care who you are. In the reselling game, it is hard to not get attached to the purchase, especially when you thought it was so special. So you grieve, you get over it, you move the piece, you get the money, you reinvest in something that makes more sense. So I think that was probably the key indicator for me that these pieces that I once sourced, really collected at this point, and I was able to move and make a decent profit on, they don't work anymore. So guess what, Daniela? You need to rethink your inventory and what you've been selling. You need to rethink what people want. You need to understand that, and that might take some time. So if I have gone sourcing, which I did go last week, I went to a buy sell trade. I want to say they gave me close to $50. I took that $50 and I found two pieces, and I had money left over that were worth getting based off of what I'm seeing currently in the market. One of those items sold already, and I made a $65 profit. It sold within 4 days. That's amazing. The second piece that I listed, I purchased and listed, sold within a day and a half of me listing, and it sold for full asking price. And I made a profit, so after cost of goods, after everything, I made a profit of $55. That is what I need in 2024. And the only way that I'm going to get that, the only way any of us are going to get that, is if we actually take the time to do the things that I just talked about. It's not the fun part of business, or reselling, I should say. It's not fun. But you want to be successful, you want to stay afloat, you want to be able to survive what are really difficult economic times for people, this is what we need to do. Now, I'm speaking about clothing. If you sell a different category, I'm sure some aspects of what I'm saying would still correlate with what you need to do. I'm sure you could still use these steps to evaluate the business. But I can't speak to other categories because I don't really sell the categories. I'm really just in clothing, shoes, and accessories. So that's what I did in 2023 and 2024. What I don't know going into the rest of the year, right, especially quarter two, is will I even resell during that time? My guess is yes, because I'll prepare myself for that and I'll have listings and I'll have things ready. But will I want to, I guess, is the ultimate question. And then I don't want to put the pressure on myself because I'm entering just a new phase of life. So if you're going through something in your life, or you have been, and you've been hard on yourself, or neglecting certain things that are important, just be kind. Be kind to yourself. We're human, after all. And if your business depends, I'm sorry, if your livelihood, I should say, depends on this business, if this business pays your bills, and you are really struggling, then I understand why it's difficult to reassess and do all the things that I just talked about. I work a job outside the home that provides me a paycheck. I know other people do not have that. They're paying for their own health insurance. There's way more at stake. I think there's a lot of creative ways to be making money in today's world. And if you need to take a pause from reselling, there's nothing wrong with that. Maybe that means picking up a part-time job outside the home. Maybe that means you start doing data entry. There's a ton of websites you can go on, and you get hired as a 1099, and you do data entry. There's so many little things that we can do, because we're in a totally different world now. Technology is accessible to everyone around the world, including businesses. So don't feel like you've failed your business, failed yourself. If you need to take that step back because the money just isn't there right now and you need to find a way to make it appear, right? Because we need to eat, we need a roof over our heads, all these things. it's not easy to admit to oneself that this isn't working. What am I going to do? But they're just conversations that we have to have. And really, I think that's going to be my mantra in 2024. Taking a step back, thinking, assessing, and then finally acting on it. Taking the time that I need to focus and make the right decisions on what I believe are the right decisions for me and my business so that I can succeed throughout the year. I do think there are external factors that we can't control. The economy, interest rates, inflation, gas prices, food prices, daycare prices, you name it. We can't control that. But there are things that we need to be mindful of. And don't jeopardize your, your cash flow. Don't jeopardize your cash flow because you want to go out and buy inventory. Because it makes you feel good. I think cash flow is so important. And we need to really think about the way that we're using it. If you are able to save cash flow for the necessities of life, in case there's something that happens, your car breaks down, you need the funds to fix it, save some cash flow for that. Still have money to play with to, you know, source and maybe buy, a course or whatever it is. Whatever you can do for professional development and growth, save money for that. But also be mindful that sourcing is not everything. And I know a lot of us don't want to talk about that, but it's really not. And I would love, I guess, I can't make you do this, but I would love if some of you took it upon yourselves this month, maybe all of quarter one, to limit your sourcing, decrease it, or don't do it at all. Focus on things that you have been putting to the side, whether it's in your personal life or in your professional. Take the time to do the things that are hard and see how it makes you feel. See if there's something that you can do long term. See if you can create a better sourcing schedule for yourself so that you're not running around like crazy all the time. I think that's really the message that I want to put out there. You know, as we are entered into the first few weeks of January, tax season will be upon us before we know it. So, you know, of course, you gotta get organized for that. You have to make sure your taxes are situated. So I think as we're in this new page turner, right? If we flip the page, 2023 is gone. We're now in 2024. I think we really just need to look at what we're doing, look at the processes, how do we feel, take that time for ourselves, and I think we'll just feel better. Maybe you end up finding a new hobby in the process. Maybe you start a new venture in reselling. Whatever that is, try it. Step away from the norm. Step away from what you're always used to doing. The, what do they call it, the rat race, where we're always like, or on the hamster wheel, right? We're always doing the same thing over and over again. Try to change those habits that no longer work for you, for your business, for those around you. Anyway, that's my rant. I really just wanted to have that conversation with you guys. Last week we had Benny on, and I really wanted to have them on at the start of the year because I think it's a great tool that so many of us can use, especially if you're thinking about online sourcing, if you're thinking about changing the way that you source, maybe you're trying to find better pieces for your own personal wardrobe because you have a new job or whatever it is, you want to feel better about yourself. I just think it's a great resource. So I wanted to get that out the first week because I thought it was important. But really, the grand scheme of things, I really wanted to have this conversation with you guys. So I've rambled. Let's talk about Thrifters Villa, right? Clearly, I will be possibly taking, we'll say, 3 to 4 weeks off. I am going to try to have content during that period that's going to be difficult, at least every other week. The Patreon group will have content weekly, but in terms of posting on here, it'll probably be every other week for a little bit. It's just a decision that I have to make, and that's okay. Podcasting is so much fun. I enjoy doing it, and we've been doing it for now 5 seasons. It's not going to go anywhere. It's just going to change its form a little bit. If the every other week ends up working well for me, then that's what we'll continue with. We will continue with every other week. Probably, maybe, don't know. Don't want to commit to anything, but maybe until the end of the year. You're still going to get your trend reports. You're still going to get deep dives. You're still going to get interviews. None of that's going to change, except you may get more of these Daniela rambling about things because I have stuff on my mind and I need to talk about it with my friends. So this is my way of talking about it with friends. I think that it's helpful, not only for myself, but for everyone else, to hear these random thoughts because we all have them. The YouTube channel, someone asked me about it the other day. No, we're just, it exists on the internet, but as of right now, there are no plans to start that back up. I have no interest. It's way too much work. I'd rather focus on the podcast. The other thing that people had mentioned was if I would pause the Patreon or, you know, for those maybe a month or two, maybe I can't say yes or no. I have to really see what happens as the months go on. As of right now, no, everything's great. We're not pausing anything. If anything were to change, I will absolutely communicate that with everyone. But the overall message here is Thrifters Villa isn't going anywhere. This year is just going to be a little different, and I appreciate everyone's support and, you know, just being accommodating and understanding that I'm just a little busy with other life things, and I will still be here, and the content will still be here. We're just going to have to figure out a routine and schedule, like everything else that will be going on in my life at that time. So I hope that's okay. And if it's not, I'm sorry, but that's just where we're at right now. Let's see. Let's talk about something fun. Life stuff. That's what I'm doing reselling. Baby's good. Baby is healthy. I am good. I am healthy. I have been very blessed to have a very easy pregnancy, and I am thrilled that it's been easy, because if we go back in time, the last 2 years were not easy. So it was nice to be able to have such an easy, you know, last seven months. I'll be in 7 months now. I don't even know. 28 weeks and some odd days. Sure. I think there's like 80 days left, I believe. 81 days, something like that. So we're in the home stretch and everything's been great. In true Daniela fashion, nursery's been done since September, October of last year. Closet's been filled for the last year and a half. I started sourcing and thrifting all this stuff way before I was even pregnant. So yeah, we're good on that side. But I am very thankful for all of you who listen, who have purchased things off my registry. It is so kind. You don't have to do that, but I do appreciate it. It is helpful. And I just never thought that people from the internet would ever even want to do such a thing for me. So I'm very thankful for you guys. Thank you. I hope this episode resonated with some of you. I hope that it makes you think a little bit, hearing someone else's perspective and hearing how refunds made them feel. And let me know in the comments of the Instagram post if there's anything that you have had to reassess, if there's anything that you have had to really take a step back on and focus on, or are you going to do that now in 2024? I'd really be curious to know, because I can only base this off my own assumptions and experiences. I would love to know your experiences. We have these conversations with Patreon group all the time. So I'd love to know, one of the listeners who are not a Patreon group, what you're thinking about. Okay, so I'm gonna go because I'm, as you could tell, really winded. Pregnancy walks take a lot out of you, and I only have a half mile left. So thank you for keeping me company as I go for my walk. Hopefully I kept you company as you're working, walking, whatever it is, going to work. And we will chat next week. Bye, guys.